this collection of suitcases exists to be able to open up a small window into the lives of people who otherwise would have been completely forgotten and isolated by their mental illness.
Photographer John Crispin of Massachusetts appearing in this documentary a few years ago. He described exploring and photographing the content of the suitcases along with the New York State Museum in Albany. Inside were personal belongings, clothing, photographs, letters, silverware, dishes, and personal diaries.
Every case becomes a different experience.
The idea that there were lives in these suitcases that were unique to the owners and represented the owners in ways that maybe other people didn't think about these people. I mean, they were generally institutionalized, and I think people just saw them as people who were mental patients, and I just saw so much more.
The Willard facility in the Finger Lakes region was much like the historic former Buffalo State Insane Asylum. It was built in 1866. Willard had a 126-year history before it was abandoned.
When people died at Willard, the families were given two options. They could either come to the institution and pick up the belongings of the deceased patient, or they could have those belongings shipped COD back to the surviving family members. And many family members couldn't afford that.
When the suitcases were rediscovered in the mid-90s, the State Museum took control of them. Items were cataloged. And in 2004, the museum created a permanent exhibit of about a dozen suitcases and contents, unlocking the mystery surrounding patients treated for mental illness at Willard.
Sliding the little button on the latches of suitcases and hearing that sound of the latch opening up and then lifting up the lid of the case and smelling what these objects smelled like and touching them and feeling them. And it's just an amazing, amazing thing.
We're very interested in helping the families reclaim a lot of these just treasures and trinkets.
John Allen is special assistant to the commissioner of the New York State Office of Mental Health. Allen says some families don't want others to know their descendants were treated at Willard, fearing the mental illness stigma. Why has this taken so long to return the items and try to find surviving members?
I think there are still many families that prefer the privacy of having their mental health histories not disclosed publicly. And that's why the law still persists today. But I still think there are many families who are fearful of the impact of discrimination on them. And living in rural communities really suffer with being potentially stigmatized.
The state's tough privacy law prevents direct descendants or relatives from accessing mental health records. In fact, between 1910 and 1960, many who died at Willard, about 5,500, were buried in the cemetery across the road in unmarked graves, the privacy law preventing public identification. However, the Willard Cemetery Memorial Project Committee worked to change that. Colleen Spellacy is committee chair. State legislation was recently passed, allowing the committee to finally print names at Holy Cross Cemetery.
That allowed a memorial put up at Holy Cross with 99 names on it. And so this is all goodwill.
Finally, after two decades of rediscovering the Willard suitcases, a search begins for surviving family members. Spellacy tells WBFO News about 30 people attended a recent meeting with the Office of Mental Health, learning how to find descendants.
One of the big things is most of these people whose suitcases are in the Albany Museum, they didn't come under the HIPAA law at all. In New York State, the privacy law usurps the HIPAA law.
We're very excited to be able to return things like family Bibles and those precious documents that really help link family lineage.
Allen says he believes if they do find direct descendants, perhaps some would prefer to have the items remain at the State Museum, tracing an historical mental health journey. That, too, is the hope of photographer Crispin.
I personally would rather see them stay in the collection of the New York State Museum. And I think to break it up would be not a good thing.
Volunteers will now begin searching on Ancestry.com with the name and death date of the Willard patient. They'll search through obituaries for relatives' names. But the State Office of Mental Health would finalize the contact to the last living relative. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.